us just issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Anyone went to their hometown to register. But Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth.
那是玛利亚的身孕已经中了，他们在那个时候，又不包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根子看守羊群，主的使者站在他旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕，那天使对他们说， 不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号。突然有一对大堆天兵，像这样子神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。好，每一年我们圣诞节到了。 许多小孩都在等着圣诞奇迹。这个圣诞奇迹呢，就是圣诞老公公会从烟囱下面下来，然后呢会送一个圣诞礼物给他们。于是呢，他们就会准备一个大袜子，然后呢写好他们的那个礼物的清单，那挂在这个火炉旁边。然后呢，圣诞夜的晚上的时候就睡觉前祷告一下，隔天 就会有圣诞奇迹发生，却不知道这些礼物都是父母亲买的。
Okay, every Christmas Eve, the kids would dream of the so-called Christmas miracle. It started with a long list of gifts, then followed by an oversized stocking, and then ended with the prayer. And lo and behold, the next morning, there's a tons of gifts underneath the tree. Yeah, the Santa did come and descended from the chimney without realizing that the presents are actually coming from their parents.
有一位小朋友，他刚从中西部跟着父母亲搬来加州。第一年圣诞节的时候，他好难过，不愿意去睡觉。There
was a kid who moved from Midwest to California with his parents. The first Christmas Eve after the move, he was very reluctant to go to bed.
他一直说，我隔天一定拿不到圣诞礼物。
But he kept saying, I will not get any present next day.
他妈妈、爸妈呢，觉得好奇怪，想一想，他可能长大了，不再相信有圣诞老人的圣诞奇迹了。他正准备要安慰他的时候呢，没想到这个小孩开口了。So
his parents was kind of puzzled by his reaction. Or maybe he has outgrown the myth. Maybe that's why. But then just when they were pondering and was about to comfort him, he started to speak.
他说，我们现在住的房子没有烟囱啊，所以圣诞老公一定进不来，所以就开始哭了。
So he said, ooh, because the Santa will not be able to come because we have no chimney. We're living in an apartment.
Yeah, 有人这样分类，说人的一生有五个不同的时期。
Someone has made this category, and throughout our life, there are five stages.
特别是男人，有这个五个不同的时期。Especially men. 第一个阶段呢，是他相信有圣诞老公公。The
stage number one, believe in Santa.
那第二，慢慢长大就不相信有圣诞老公公。Stage
number two, don't believe in Santa.
第三个阶段呢，是叫别人相信有圣诞老公公。
Thursday is make others to believe Santa.
可能那时候已经当父母，要逼着孩子相信。要
tell the kids, oh, there's a Santa.
第四个阶段呢，哇，这个开始中年了，身材很像圣诞老公公。The
first stage, they look like Santa physically.
对，最后一个阶段是喜欢扮演圣诞老公公。The
fifth stage is cosplay Santa.
长得老了，胡须都出来了，很像圣诞老公公。They
look like Santa already.
我不晓得我们当中是哪一个时期。I'm
number five.
那不管你在哪一个阶段，我们似乎发现圣诞老公公已经成为现代圣诞节的主角。Because
it doesn't matter which stage you are, each of the stage, it seems the Santa is always the center.
现在圣诞老公被受欢迎的程度已经普及全世界各地方了。
Santa becomes so popular, he's like throughout the whole world, he's popular.
甚至有些教会在举办圣诞节的庆祝活动，装扮成圣诞老公公来吸的模样来吸引人。
Even some churches that they will have somebody play Santa in order to attract people.
可见圣诞老人呢，已经成为这世代的所谓的圣诞奇迹。
So if apparently Santa has become the so-called Christmas miracle.
他原本只是一个人而已，但是现在就变成一个圣诞奇迹了。
Yeah, really, he was just a man. Now he's the miracle.
我知道第一个圣诞节其实不是这样子的。
I know it's not so. When the first Christmas.
至少他有三个另外的圣诞奇迹。
He actually has three other Christmas miracles.
而且这圣诞奇迹呢，都是神跟人之间的对比与互动。
And all three miracles involves the contrast between men and women and the relationship between men and the God and the man.
第一个奇迹呢，就是神的掌权跟人的统治。
The Number one miracle is sovereignty of God versus government of man.
根据刚才我们所读的经文，第一节到第七节。
So the Luke of chapter 1-7.
发生了一件事情。
There's one thing happened.
那就是当时的罗马皇帝该撒雅古士都啊，或是历史书都会翻，有时候翻译是啊凯撒奥古斯都。
So the Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus.
那他下一个命令就是全国人民都要回到个人原居住地登记做户口普查。
Order the people from the whole empire to go to their hometown to register for census.
那这凯撒皇帝呢，他只要讲一句话，大家都要听从啊。
Being the emperor of the whole Roman Empire.He only had to utter the words, and everybody would just follow.
他的权力很大，他可以管辖他所有的百姓。
He has had such a great power. He ruled over his people.
而且在当时，这些罗马的统治的权，包括以色列这些犹太人都受他管辖当中。
His rules, including those Jews in Palestine.
那照理说，在这罗马皇帝的统治之下，他拥有权柄，可以为所欲为，他可以阻止任何事件的发生。
So with his power, that he can do whatever he want, including prevent something from happening.
他可以不让谁去什么地方，也可以用人的方式或手段来操控所有的事情，只因为他是皇帝。
He can prevent people from going to places.Or prevent things from happening.
让我们却知道，人的统治虽然厉害，例如他可以下令不准开放旅馆给孕妇住，啊，甚至不可以不准谁结婚，啊，不准妇女生孩子，甚至他可以啊，像这个犹太集中营一样，啊，甚至可以下令杀婴孩，如同这个埃及法老王、希律王一样，下令杀婴孩，可以透过一些政治的方式来拦阻神的旨意。
His power was so great that he can prevent you from getting married, from giving birth. He can prevent a pregnant woman from having a lodging. And he can even order baby to be killed, such as the Pharaoh and Herod the Great.
他可以借着人的操控影响支配人类的命运。但事实上，人的统治还是无法超越神的掌权。
Okay, he can use all the means he had under his power, but still, man can never override God's authority.
耶稣仍然照着圣经，早在当时六七百年之前，借着先知所预言的，要降生在伯利恒，完成应验，成就神的计划。
Jesus is still born at the little town of Bethlehem, just as what the Bible has prophesied like 800 years ago.
这说明人的政权再大仍然是有限的，再怎么样也无法拦阻上帝全能无限的作为，这就是圣诞奇迹。
This tells us no matter how great man's power are, you can never override God's power, God's authority.
事实上，就连撒旦，不要说人，就连撒旦都无法拦阻神的作为。
Not even Satan cannot do that, let alone man.
当耶稣来到这个世界上，撒旦以为只要透过人的无知，然后呢，让耶稣死了之后，神的事工就会停止了。
So Satan thought that through man's, through the manipulating of a man's ignorance, he will prevent God's plan from realize.
所以撒旦呢就去迷惑许多的人，人心利用他们的无知成为工具来逼迫耶稣，甚至要杀死耶稣。
So by manipulating God and man's ignorance, Satan has tried to persecute God. Persecute Jesus, even to kill Jesus.
所以这就是为什么当耶稣要被钉死前，他为这些人祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
That's why Jesus prayed on the cross, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing."
这些人不知道，可是撒旦知道啊，这是在撒旦的掌控之中啊。
Yeah, but Satan knows what happened because under his power.
然而撒旦却万万没有想到，耶稣被钉死在十字架上，却反而成就了天父在他身上的使命，完成救赎人类这伟大的计划。
Amazingly, to Satan that Jesus' death on the cross perfectly fulfilled God's will.
这说明。再狡猾的撒旦都无法超越神的掌权。
So no matter how evil the Satan is, he could not obstruct God's plan.
今天我们都活在人所统治的时代当中。
Today we still live under man's ruling.
生活中所遭遇的许多事情，的确也让我们受到限制，我们也感到许多的不方便，甚至。受逼迫无自由的处境。
We are restricted for many ways in our lives, even to the point of being persecuted.
然而，在这个圣诞奇迹当中，我们相信神今天仍在掌权。
But the Christmas mirror tells us that God is still in control.
无论你今天所处的外在的环境如何艰难，也不管你遭遇任何的逆境。即便是大水泛滥之时，你相信人神仍坐着为王，神依然在掌权。
No matter what kind of difficult situation you have encountered, even to the point of like a world end kind of flooding, we know God is still in control.
因为神能够使万事互相效力，目的就是叫爱他的人可以得着益处，也就是让你得着益处。
So God will make everything work out for those who love Him. That means you and I.
因此，尽管面对人的统治，神仍在掌管一切。那你还有什么可以惧怕、担心、忧虑的呢？
So despite man's ruling, God is still in control. So why do you still fear? Why do you still worry?
第二个圣诞奇迹乃是主的荣光跟人的黑暗。
The second Christmas miracle is God's glory versus human darkness. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
这里我们看见两个对比，一个是夜间，一个是荣光。
We see two contrasts.
那夜间像表征的是黑暗与恐惧，荣光表征的是光明与盼望。
So the contrast being one is being the night.
那这是一个很强烈的对比啊。
It's such a darkness and light. It's such a strong contrast.
那我们就不明白了，为什么神的荣光会出现在黑暗的野地里呢
？So we wonder why God's glory appeared. To the dark fields.
你看这当年啊，所罗门所建造这雄伟的圣殿，在献堂典礼那一刻，荣光才出现呢。那当时这个上帝的荣光充满整个圣殿，甚至祭司都不能够站立公职。
At the dedication of his Solomon's temple, the God's glory filled up the whole places to the point that the priests could not remain standing.
如果上帝的荣光要再一次的显现，上帝是那样的圣洁，所以人们去期待上帝的显现，他的荣光应该是出现在雄伟圣洁的殿宇当中啊，而且是正大家正在敬拜的时候才会显现啊。
So to all mind, if the God's glory was to appear again, it would be to a place that is holy, and also where the worship, the singing, and the praising are happening.
但没想到这次的荣光显现竟然是在孤寂的野地，而且是向那一些当时被社会瞧不起的牧羊人向他们显现。
To our amazement, that the glory that appeared again was appeared to those lowly shepherds and to a field that is a lonely field.
那这些牧羊人呢，做梦也没想到说神的荣光竟然在这里显现，难怪他们会惧怕。
No wonder they were in fear because they would never dream of God's glory being appeared to them.
当然我们惧怕呢，至少有两个原因。
Well, there are two factors for fear.
那第一个原因呢，就是胆小。
One is being cowardly.
你看过胆小的人吗？包括男生。
Have you ever seen somebody who is coward?
老师啊！有人怕，连蚂蚁都怕。有男生连蚂蚁都怕，他靠他太太来保护他。
Well, some men who are even afraid of ants and was in need of the protection of their wives.
啊，当然女生又更可怕，连一只毛毛虫的啊，不知道是故意的还是啊，然后就有人保护她，胆小。
Okay, girls, they afraid of anything that with many too many legs.
那第二种呢，是因为敬畏。
Furry and legs.
因为里面的环境污秽。
The second factor is because we are in awe of someone.
Yeah, 我不晓得你如果做错事情，或者是你觉得啊，你都会觉得怕怕的，是不是？
Because,
心里虚虚的啊，做贼怎么样
？Inside of you, you are.
我们说做贼什么
？You are in fear. Yeah, because you feel something there is not quite right, so you're afraid to face someone who's so holy.
如果我们在敬拜的时候，神的荣光就在我们当中显现，也许我们很享受啊，神的荣光显现。但是呢，我们也许会倒下来，扑倒下来，就像保罗被主的光照一样，就扑倒在地，因为神的同在太丰富了，神的荣光我们承受不起。
So if God is to appear to us, say now, there might be some different reactions. Some might enjoyed it tremendously, but most likely, I think most of us would fall on our knees, facing down, just like what Paul reacted when he was shown by God's great light.
所以在旧约啊，如果一些人他们看见神的荣光，他们就以为他们死定了，因为他们不配亲眼见神，所以他们必定要死。
So the Old Testament time.Well, people have the thinking that they would die if they were to face God.
那在今天，我们罪人也同样，我们会惧怕或者说敬畏神，因为当主的光照我们，就照出我们心里面的黑暗了。
We have today us as a sinner will have the same reaction because we have this fear.Because we're facing this holy God, and we are such a sinner.
当年以赛亚在圣殿当中经历神的荣光，他在惊吓惧怕中便说：“祸哉，我灭亡了。”
So when Isaiah experienced God's glory, his first reaction to utter the word "Woe to me."
彼得他侍奉半途而废，跑去打鱼了。耶稣复活之后向他显现，因此他羞愧惧怕，就跳到水里面去了。
Peter went back to his old business, which is fishing. After he denied Jesus three times, when Jesus appeared to him, His first reaction was to jump into the lake because he was in fear.
那我们来看这些牧羊人。
Well,
他们的过去背景我们不晓得，不过根据文献资料及当时社会的传说，牧羊人是那些社会比较低层的人。
Well, we don't know what their backgrounds were, but according to documents and those social status those days, they were lowly regarded people.
就是在法院里面，他们都被限制，不能够当证人。
They were considered as not sacred enough to be eligible witness at the court.
你如果被褫夺这个公权，你这个是被羞辱啊，很羞辱的一件事情。我连当证人都不够资格啊？为什么？因为他们常常骗欺骗人，常常骗人，所以说谎欺骗人家也不愿意跟他做生意、做朋友。
Yeah, because they have the reputation being liars and also being not honest. So nobody wanted to deal with them or do any business.
所以他没办法，只好去放羊了，而且呢，是半夜在放羊，所以不用白天跟人家打交道。
So they have no choice but go shepherding, and they shepherd at the night, so they can avoid the social contact.
你想想看，竟然有主的荣光愿意像这样的人来显现。
So imagine when God's glory shone on them.
所以当他们被曙光照亮之后，他们觉得心中污秽而深感不配，以为神要取他们的性命，当然会惧怕了。
So their reaction was that we were so unworthy, we were so filthy inside, and is this a time for God to take our life?
可能对我们有一个问题，为什么神要借着天使向全人类宣告一个最重要的消息，不找君王贵族，竟然去选择向这些社会地位较低的牧羊人来做世上的代表呢？并且显现他们的荣光呢？
So we have to ask this one question.Why God do not show His glory to those high and so-called holy people? Instead, He shown it to those lowly people and so-called unclean people, such as the shepherds.
在新约，我们就能够明白，保罗说，神常选召一些让你跌破眼镜的人，就是使用那些比较愚拙的、比较软弱的，好叫那聪明的、强壮的不能自夸。
So, The New Testament, Paul, gave us an answer. This Bible verse shows that God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
请。我们相信这对我们也就是一个圣诞奇迹，也给我们一个很大的激励。
So this is the Christmas miracle. This is such a great encouragement to us.
假如那些身份地位卑下的牧羊人都可以经历神的荣光，那我们一般人更是可以经历了。
If those lowly people, such as the shepherds, can experience God's glory, then for surely we can experience God's glory as well.
好，我们看这些牧羊人，他们在克服惧怕之后。他们做出三个重要的回应行动。
Those shepherds, they have three. They took three important actions afterward.
我们不能够永远都停留在那惧怕当中嘛。
We cannot always be in the state of fear.
就像我们经过神的光照一样，我们认罪悔改，我们永远不能停留在那忏悔当中。我们要有一个改变的行动。第一个行动就是去寻找证实这是一个事实，而不是以后不再随便乱讲话。
Just like when we have been lighted by God, we cannot stay at the first stage. We need to move on to the further stage.
第二呢，根据十七节那里讲，这样他们克服一些，他们去传扬，到各地去传扬，把基督降生的事情传开了。
Overcoming all the difficulties, they start to spread the news without the fear of not being believed.
过去人家可能不相信他的话，可是他把基督降生的都传开了，所以人家相信了。他克服种种困难，去让人家能够相信。
Yeah, they will convince people to believe them regardless what the past experience was.
最后第二十节记载，他们去赞美神，就是可以真诚的赞美，过去可能被人都拒绝了，他就会担心神会不会拒绝他们，他不再担心神被神拒绝了。
Praise God and without worrying to be rejected by God.
这说明上帝刻意挑选在黑暗当中的这些人来告诉我们，基督降生了，也要把黑暗中的人照亮，让我们今后也能够行在光明的路上，活出荣耀归给神。
So this tells us that God's birth is to bring us out of the darkness and bring us into the light.
对我们而言来说，生活在黑暗中的人们可以经历主的荣光，这就是一个圣诞奇迹。
So to be out of darkness and experience God's light is the Christmas miracle.
最后一个是主的降生跟人的回应。
The third miracle is Christ's birth versus man's response.
十到十二节，我们一起来攻读，好不好？预备，
请。But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for the Savior. As being told you, he is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
一个重要的、一个大喜的信息被天使所宣布了，就是一个关乎万民，包括你。我在内的大好消息，也就是有一位救主要降生了。
So the angel proclaimed a great news to us all, that is the Savior has been born.
那救主的降生跟你我有关吗？
So the birth of the Savior
跟你有关呢？
has anything to do you and I?
因为他降生就是为了来拯救我们，并且要成为全人类的救主，就包括你跟我。
Because he was born for our sake, and is to be our Savior and to be our Lord.
所以跟你有关的，关乎每一个人的。
Has everything to do with you.
请注意这位天使哈，这天使他先说啊，为你们生了救主，然后呢又再补充一句，他说就是主基督。
So let's pay attention to what the angel says. Says a Savior was born, and then another phrase is the He is the Lord.
意思就是说，
Jesus.
将要出生的不只是你们的救主，而且还是你们的主。
So in other words, it means He's not only your Savior, He's also your Lord.
请注意哦，救主跟主。虽然只有一字之差，但是含义呢却有很大差别的。
Please note the Savior and the Lord has two different, separate, total different meaning.
举例来说，小时候你可能掉到河里，差点被淹死了哈。结果有个路人过来，看到你就奋不顾身跳到河里救你一命。那这位路人过去与你无关，现在成为你救命恩人了。
Let's say when you were little, you overdrawn in a river, and this passerby jump into the lake and save your life.
可是呢，他是你的救命恩人，可是他还不是你生命的主人啊！你虽然会感谢他、报答他，可是，在做重大决定的时候，你不会去请教他。
Okay, he is your savior, but he's not your master, not your lord. So you appreciate his effort, but you will not seek for his decision to
he. 你慢慢长大之后，你要读哪一个大学？要去问他啊！你要交往女朋友，要跟谁交往？哦，要赶快去问他哦！你结婚之后，要生几个孩子？要去问他。你要这个投资做这个股票，还是要买房地产？哇，什么都要去问他。
So you wouldn't ask me all those important questions, such as, what school to go to, what business you should invest, and who you should marry, and where you should work. All those important questions throughout your life, you wouldn't ask this so-called savior.
甚至你将来要从事什么样的行业，你甚至退休之后要搬到哪里去啊？是不是搬到尔湾来哈？南城县还要问他？不会吧？
Even about your retirement, where shall I live when I retire? Irvine is good.
虽然他曾经是你的救命恩人，你值得去感谢尊重， 但是你不会凡事都去听他的，因为他还不是你生命的主人。
So you wouldn't ask him for all those important decisions, even though he has saved your life, because he's not your master, he's not your Lord.
而圣诞奇迹乃是你除了会有一位救主得到他的拯救，除此之外，你还会有一位生命的主，他不但拯救你，他要使你得永恒的生命，要指引你一生的道路，做你生命的主人。
So the third Christmas miracle is not only you have a Savior, but you will also have a Lord who will guide you, lead you throughout your life.
但是你不要担心，他不是来控制你的，像许多这些异端邪教要来控制你，完全就听命于他，这来控操控你，反而是要来祝福你，保护你一生的道路，并且赏赐你得到平安喜乐的生命。
So you don't need to worry, unlike those cult.He is not to control you, but he is to bless you, to protect you, and to guide you.
所以你要让你的让神成为你的救主也好，或是你生命的主也好，你唯一要做的就是要有一个回应的行动。
So we, no matter what you want to do, you want him to be your savior or you want him to be your Lord, you have to respond with action.
耶稣基督降生为的是除去我们每一个人的罪，你只要你承认你自己的罪，相信耶稣的拯救，你的灵魂就会被他救赎，耶稣就成为你的救主了。
So Jesus was born into this world to redeem our sin. So as long as you confess your sin and believe he is your savior, and then you can have this miracle blessing.
可是假如你要做什么事情却从来不问过他，你仍然在自我做决定，表示耶稣还不是你生命的主，他只是你的救主，拯救你的灵魂而已。
But you, if you just put him after you've been saved, you put him aside, you never asking him for any guidance for important decisions, then he is not your Lord.
但问题是你一生的道路还要继续走啊，不是等你得救那一刻就够了，我就等着上来上天堂，然后你就什么都不用做了吗？不是这样子的、啊。
Yeah, just after being saved, after being redeemed, we still have a long way to go.
在你一生道路当中，你有很多的重大决定你要做的，是不是
？We still have a lot of many important decisions to make.
那请问耶稣在你生命当中扮演什么角色呢？
So please ask yourself, what kind of role does Jesus play in your life?
他只是成为祝福你的工具吗？来让你使用使唤吗？
Is he just a tool for your, to bless you?
还是你愿意交出你生命的主权，让他来带领你一生的道路呢？
Or you want to turn over the authority to him?
你只是感谢他的拯救，然后天天就等死啊，赶快死可以上天堂，就这样吗？不是吧？
Do you just get his salvation and just waiting to be in heaven?
我相信我们所期待的是，不但我们有这位救主，而且我们也希望他成为我们生命的主宰，好叫我们可以经历那又丰盛又喜乐的生命。
I believe we all want not only want him to be our savior, we also want to be him to be our master, our Lord.
在那路加福一章七十四节到七十五节，那撒加利亚接着说。我们一起来读好吗？
Okay, Zechariah say, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
这是一个圣诞节的前夕的一个宣告，就是耶稣基督来的目的。
This is proclamation before the Christmas, and this is the whole purpose why Jesus came to this world.
所以我们来这里，我耶稣来到这世界上，要成为我们的救主，并且成为我们生命的主。我们必须认基督为主，乃是我们不再成为我们自己肉身的主人，也不再去侍奉世界的假神，或者是侍奉自己的肚腹，追求吃喝玩乐、人生享受。
So we are to get have salvation from him. We are also to have him as our Lord. No longer be the Lord ourselves. No longer worship the false god of this world. No longer pursuing all those worldly pleasures.
耶稣基督来到这世界上的目的，就是为了你我的罪被钉死在十字架上，用他的性命来换回你我的自由。
Our freedom was in redeemed by his death on the cross.
这就是我们要侍奉他的理由。
That's why we need to serve him.
所以我们常说，他为我死，我为他活，这就是以他为主人，以神为主的人生观。
So we often said he died for us, then we will serve him.
所以英文有这样说哈，他说啊，被拯救是为了要侍奉。
So there's an English phrase saying, being saved is to serve him.
所以被拯救是把我们把他当成我们的救主，但去侍奉呢，是把他当成我们的主。所以从你的救主到你的主的这样的生命改变。
So our lives should go through this transition from being saved into serving him.
其实你想看看，我们每一个人都是自我中心的，自己要习惯自己当神的。当人可以愿意放下心中的刚硬与自己的骄傲，谦卑的来到神面前，承认主是他的救主，也愿意交出生命的主权，让主管理带领一生，这难道不是一个最棒的、不可思议的圣诞奇迹吗
？So you know, think about this. We all want, we're all self-centered. We all want to be our own Lord. When you have turned your life over to God for Him to be your Lord.Isn't this the most amazing and wonderful Christmas miracle?
其实不管你认不认识耶稣基督，你的生命就已经是一个神迹了，因为耶稣爱你，他创造你，从你出生那一刻，你就是他精心杰作，包括你今天能够出现在这里，都是一个奇迹。
Regardless if you believe in him or not, your existence is already a miracle. Your being here is a miracle.
然而你可以另外经历一个圣诞奇迹，这个奇迹乃是可以让全能的神来掌管保护你，使主的荣光能够照耀你，并且容许他引领你一生的道路。
So on top of that miracle, you can experience another level of miracle, that is to let him be your savior, be your Lord, and have him rule over you, and he will lead you and protect you.
不管你是不是基督徒，也不管你圣经读了多少遍，只要你愿意交出你生命的主权，接受他成为你的救主和生命的主，你就能够经历这份圣诞奇迹。
So whether you're Christian or whether you have read the Bible through, if you just have to accept this Christmas miracle, then you can have this, you can have this experience.
而且当你能够得到这份圣诞奇迹，这远比得到一份虚幻的圣诞老公给你的礼物还要宝贵千万倍啊。
So if you get this Christmas miracle, that is far exceeding what you can get, the so-called Christmas miracle, which is the Santa Claus.
而且这份圣诞奇迹乃是你生命可以经历一个翻转，人生必定更加丰盛。而且经历从未有过的平安跟喜乐。
And this miracle will turn your life around, will make your life more bountiful, and will bring more joys to your life.
盼望我们在座每一个人，在今年圣诞节，我们都来经历这份圣诞奇迹，成为我们今年最棒的圣诞礼物，好吗
？May we all experience this Christmas miracle. Amen.
Amen. 好，我们一起来回应这首歌。是哪位婴孩为我们降生？一起起立，我们来唱这首。来，这这里，我们一起祷告。 主，我们感谢你给我们圣诞奇迹，让我们生命可以翻转改变。
Lord, thank you for the Christmas miracle, so our life can be turned around.
主，我们当中许多人过去的生命一塌糊涂，可是我们都经历我们生命改变的圣诞奇迹了。
Lord, despite all the messiness of our past life, that we can all experience this Christmas miracle.
我们也盼望在圣诞节，我们更看见更多的圣诞奇迹在我们这个教会来发生。
We may all more Christmas miracle happen among us.
感谢你把得救的人数加给我们教会，特别为了今天这两位受浸归入主名下的孙斌张吉。
We especially want to give our thanks for being our new brother and sister in Christ, 孙斌 and 张吉。
因为他们将要经历一个圣诞奇迹在他们生命当中。
Because they are going to experience a miracle Christmas miracle in their lives.
我们也求主继续来激励我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹。
May you strengthen and encourage all of us here.
因为我们是你最宝贝的儿女。
Because we are your most precious children.
你降生的目的就是要来拯救我们。
You born into this world is for the sake of us.
不但要成为我们的救主，还要成为我们生命的主。
Not only you want to be our Savior, you also want to be our Lord.
你不但是要拯救我们的灵魂，你甚至要带领我们一生的道路。
Not only you wanted to save our soul, you also want to lead our life.
求主带领我们每一个人，让我们每一位都经历圣诞奇迹。
Pray that you will guide everyone so we can experience this Christmas miracle.
奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。
In Jesus' victorious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
好，接下来我们有一个入会仪式，请坐。这时候还是同样请孙斌张吉到前面来。在这里啊。在这里。好，那我们知道这个。